Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Iggy, is this your request?
No.
Oh, no, Doug.
I didn't give a request.
I made it easy for Haley.
We're making it easy as possible for Haley.
So this is what
Haley used to is running the board because the Plowhawk is on site here at Normandy for the Michelob Ultra Dotum Day 2.
Well, thank you, Haley.
And thanks to Haley for getting us on off the air.
Yeah, she's doing God's work here, so I appreciate her.
Doug, is this Yahweh's work?
I guess it could be, and Doty is here on the board.
Oh, thank you, Doty. Yeah.
That's the dude right there.
Doty, I told Doty yesterday, I said, it's a shame that this doesn't, have blinds that go down and lock so you can leave this all here instead of having to set it up all day. Because that's a lot of work.
He knows this, I'm sure.
I try to make shortcuts.
You're a shortcut guy.
I'm a shortcut guy.
Yeah. I guess it'd be a shortcut if we were to help him set up some of the stuff.
I asked him after Wednesday, and Doty said he didn't want me touching anything.
No, that's you don't want anyone touching it. That's the thing.
Okay. He knows me well.
Yeah,
I'd break something. God, who smashed these headsets? But thank you to Doty for
thank you. And to Haley.
And Haley. And Jesse and our TMA street team. And
I like how when you don't say anything, when Iggy says something, you just...
Jackson had it ready to go, and he found his spot.
I can't tell how many compliments I got yesterday of how great this tournament was run yesterday. And that's everybody but us. That's the staff here.
Yeah, because I've done this with you guys before, and it's not like it is this time. I still loved it. Now it's like bonus. Wow, we got a lot of food. We got a lot of great stuff going on, a great team. This is so different.
Plenty of donuts up there, too.
Donut Drive-In just dropped off. I see boxes. And yesterday, as the tornado sirens were going off, and people were just still casually eating, I said, we got to get out of here. And I said, internal monologue, just from a liability standpoint. And I spoke, and some people compared it to the Gettysburg Address, actually.
I loved it. Everybody responded.
And there were boxes of food, pizzas, toasted ravioli, donuts, all kinds of treats. And I said, listen, gentlemen, because there, of course, were no women there, I said, we got to get out of here. Now, there are tornado sirens. Mm-hmm. We got to go. And if you don't want any of this food, it's going to go in the trash. So grab pizzas, grab these cartons of donuts, and just take them with you. But we got to get off the property. We may have a tornado coming. And people were leaving with pizzas and donuts.
Running for their lives.
Running to their cars.
Clutching donuts. Yep.
Well, you know what I had for dinner last night?
What'd you have?
For dinner last night, I had a half a meatball sub and I had a pepperoni pizza.
Yep. I split a pizza with my son and brought toasted ravioli home for Anna Marie and myself. And we just feasted. You know what we did? We fattened up for the slaughter, Lisa.
Did you?
So we did.
Plowsy left here with two pizza boxes and a donut box.
Plowsy was getting hazed yesterday, eating the pizza, and then was forced to wash the donut down. Forced the pizza with the donut.
Yeah.
And someone said, take a picture. He looks up and smiles. You know, Jesse got that.
That's up on the TMA Instagram page, TMA_STL. We're on our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. The great Eddie McVeigh, our host, on Wednesday night for TMA Live, presented by Engineered Design Facilities. Lisa Ann is joining us here on the program. Final hour of the show before the balls go in the air for day 2 of the Michelob Ultra Dotum. And we are looking forward to the festivities. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. It comes your way in about 27 minutes. Lisa, you're signing your book right there.
I am, and I'm not sure if you looked into the box that I had sent with these books. But
I
so
did.
You know, I included my own Sharpies because nice. I knew it would be an
wow.
issue.
God, that's foresight.
So when I shipped, it was books, Sharpies, the little bookmarkers that I have that go with the books, because I just felt like I'd get here and Iggy would be scrounging for a pen, like mm-hmm. a regular pen. You know, nobody wants anything signed with a pen. You want a Sharpie. So
well,
I mailed them.
I'm signing so much
smart
lately.
Smart foresight.
Yep.
I'm signing so much lately that I carry one. So
okay, knock it
you
off.
You do. You carry, and you carry a black or a blue Sharpie?
A black, a blue, a gold, and a silver.
And what are you signing? Oh, those photos of the 500 broads.
I signed quite a bit the other night. and they like that in the gold Sharpie with the black background.
And did you let them know that is your retirement notice because you're only having activity now if you're on your back? One position, that's it, no other movement.
Yeah, it's like it's at 501 now, but it'd probably end there.
501? When did the one happen? Since the printing of the 500, there was a one.
Yeah, I told you yesterday that because of the pandemic, I had sex right after Gobble Bowl in 2019.
Okay.
And then, everybody knows that.
Yeah, everybody knows. It's common knowledge.
And then I have to celebrate. Then you had a couple of months span where I just didn't have sex. I didn't go out with anybody. And then the pandemic hit. Then I took an old friend to Samantha Fish. I don't know if you're familiar with her. Fabulous guitar player. A couple weeks ago, and we had sex after that.
With Samantha Fish or with the friend you took to see Samantha Fish?
The girl I took to Samantha Fish.
When you say old friend, is that age or relation? Like you've been friends for a
long time
or she's older?
I was just waiting out the marriage.
And did she get divorced?
Yeah.
And did you do more than one position?
Yeah, it was an all-night thing. I like to please the woman, so it wasn't like I finished.
I thought you were a shortcut guy.
Yeah, what happened here?
Well, not when it comes to sex. I like to please
all
the woman.
All of a sudden, you're using the Kama Sutra out of Maryland Heights. What's going on?
There's times when I'm not even really into it, and I could just quit, but I don't. And once she's satisfied.
She's sassified, Doug. He sassifies his women.
I fake the orgasm and say I'm done. I don't need to keep going because as long as you're happy, then I don't want to continue.
So you fake the pop shot?
I fake the orgasm.
Clip that.
Got Don Juan over here.
I don't know if we can clip or cut.
Is that something you've ever experienced where Tommy Gunn would say, you know what, I'm just going to blow air here?
I mean, it's a difficult thing because, you know, you have evidence.
Right.
Where do you tell the woman the evidence is? I imagine it's in a condom or something, am I right?
Yeah, so you didn't know.
You just tell her.
I'm not showing her the condom. I just said, and then I got off.
Take a look at my mommy. Plowhawk's had enough. He's going to go get some donuts.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, but now I'm to the point now. I said, I don't want to work in it.
I think this is a side effect of COVID for you.
I think we need
to definitely be sure that we get you into some working on this because you've been so sexually driven, Iggy. You've brought so many elaborate guests onto the show from the film that you watch in their adult content. It's not like you've been a basketball savant like Jackson. Or you've been able to cover all sports like Tim and Doug. Oh. You are our life force to the sex industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I'm getting to that age where I've sowed my oats. You know, I've had so many. That's the point
I've
now.
Had
it's
so
just,
many. I banged the ball.
I mean, when our good friend Lern.
Here we go. Here we go.
And this is when we had her in the studio. It might have been it was for Tim's podcast actually. And she said, because I said, I think I've only been in love with one woman in my life.
Laura Patterson.
Dillian.
Yeah.
No, Laura Patterson.
Laura Patterson. And I really haven't had a lot of girlfriends. I've always just played the field. And Lern said, has porn ruined you for a relationship? Are you so enamored with porn that you can't even get a relationship anymore? And I said, no, that has nothing to do with it. I just like my freedom. I don't want to be watching TV and let's go out and have a drink. No, just I don't even talk to me. I just want to sit here and watch TV.
Well,
I know we're living together, but I don't.
You're a curmudgeon.
Well, kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to the woman if I really don't want to do anything. Just, let's go out to dinner. I really don't want to get off the couch. Let's have sex. I don't want to do that either. So it's not fair to the woman, but it's really, sex is no big deal for me. If I get horny, I got a place to go. Right to my computer.
Clip that off if somebody can snag
that
audio.
That is exactly what Lern was talking about. If you did not have that place to go, you would be socializing. You would be going out for that drink with that woman, and you would actually be doing this for real. She is right.
I think I'm just I'm
your
just,
girl. Lern called to me.
I think I'm. Why I turned. She? I turned it off. I don't know what happened. I turned it off all the way off, and then ringer ran.
Did you see the look he gave me when he said, "I've sowed my oats"?
Had them all.
I've had them all. So I don't know. That's just me.
He's
that's
ready
just
to
me.
Die now.
That's just me. I'm just a boring person. I really am.
But a shortcut guy.
And a dilly
who pleased
guy.
A woman all night. 2 weeks ago, and then decided that was it. Yeah. That was my
I was Russell.
That was Jordan over Russell, and that'll do it.
I was drained after. I was drained after that. I said, "God, this is." Sad.
But you weren't drained because you faked the pop shot.
No, not with her. Not with her, but I have before. If I just don't, I don't really continue. I mean, are you? Did you have an orgasm? Yeah. Oh, what? Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, let's, oh
why are you
thank
bothering
you.
Me?
I fake it. I fake it because I just want it over with.
I don't like that visual that you just painted.
Yeah, he's the Meg Ryan of Maryland Heights dwellers.
And there's nothing worse in porn when you watch the face of a porn star guy when he's finishing. The face that a guy makes is just
I don't
sad.
Think they really usually tighten up on a shot of his face.
And no. Some of them they do. And
the vinegar strokes, as we learned from the show.
Vinegar strokes, Doug, they're called vinegar strokes.
I don't
strokes.
Like the sound of that.
I might have to start see if I can get that trending today on Twitter.
I love the league. And
vinegar. Oh.
Yep.
Now, there was a girl the other night at TMA Live that said, you guys always just talk about all sexual stuff. Is it always that sexual? I said, no, but we have an adult actor sitting on the dais, so yeah.
Well, let me apologize.
Did somebody come up and complain about
no,
the
not
content?
Complain, oh. But they said, is your show always this sexually
motivated
or
charged.
Active? Is your show always talking about sex like this? Like, well, yeah, kind
of. But right now we're trying to get to the underbelly of the retirement and the sexual
yeah,
form.
Yeah, he's retired.
Yeah. His audience is so sexual.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if the blonde and her boyfriend are going to Jamaica would DM me, there may be a difference.
So they never DM'd you yesterday.
Maybe they haven't podcasted yet. I don't know.
So you want this girl who you found to be attractive
well,
to
I found
DM you so she can buy you coffee in Jamaica and then bring it back to St. Louis.
I need some Blue Mountain coffee, yeah. No, but the
Doug,
guy.
I'm going to three bet this light.
The dude was attractive, too. They were a good looking couple. They really were. He looked like a fun dude. It's nothing to do with sex. They were just very fun people. And she seemed to be a fan, so.
But she has a boyfriend.
Well, I guess married. They're going on their honeymoon in Jamaica.
Well, I guess
but
married.
He was talking a lot, too. It wasn't like he was getting cucked in the corner. He wanted a picture with me, too. He wanted an autograph, so they were both.
You're almost too big for this town.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of time before I'm on KC.
You do think that's the next step?
No, they want me
nowhere. Where is Marty Lynn?
They want me nowhere near that studio.
No.
There's a new whiskey in town, even though Iggy is just too big for it. Fistful of Bourbon's the name, and going down easy is their game. The kin behind Fistful has spent over 100 years concocting the finest blend of five whiskeys this side of the Smokies, making it the smoothest bourbon your mouth will ever feel. This is the kind of complexity that can only be accomplished with good old-fashioned hard work and its sound alchemy. That's why Fistful of Bourbon keeps winning gold medals, blue ribbons, and whatnots at every fancy liquor competition from the Berkshires to Bakersfield. Get wise, pick up a bottle today. Don't be a damn fool. Please enjoy Fistful responsibly. And Fistful of Bourbon and Tullamore Dew will be available on the T-Box at number 5 here today at the Michelob Ultra Dotum. That's where I will be ball striking. The Plowhawk will be just a few yards over, and he will be firing shots into the number 12 green. So come on out. And hang out at number 5, number 12 today. The confluence of greatness. Plowhawk, how do you feel about the conditions today for your scoring?
I think it'll be nice. Little stretch at there was a little dark. You could hardly see the green.
Yeah.
But I think Mark Hanna has, you know, the exact number. It was playing 108 yesterday.
108, yeah.
My guess is about 112, 114 today. 108, yeah. See, Mark Hanna.
Wow, Mark Hanna's already
measured
it.
And he's a numbers guy. He's a numbers guy.
Nobody listened to Mark. Nobody listened to Mark Hanna yesterday. He said, it's playing 108. One guy said, I don't think so. He brought up a piece of turf that was about 8 feet long and said, I don't think it's 108. I said, dude, you just hit the ball 5 feet. Yeah, listen to Mark Hanna today. When he tells you it's 108, hit it 108.
Always. He is. Mark Hanna's going to join us here for a quick moment.
Oh, here, sit down, Mark.
EvergreenSTL.com, 314-889-0503. I bet a number of people here today at the Dotum are clients of Mark Hanna's, as they should be. Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies financial advisor to the stars. Mark, you were out there yesterday watching the Plowhawks. Corey Connors-like ball striking. What stood out to you yesterday about his swing path?
We were working on his takeaway.
Yeah.
His takeaway was, it was a little quick, but then as soon as he got in the groove, he really started compressing the ball well.
Yep, he's a compressor.
And I think what actually helped was the fourth donut. Your fourth donut of the day really seemed to add a little bit of weight behind the ball, and you were able to carry it right to the pin.
I think the most surprising thing, I left snack packs for the patrons. I was a little concerned that once I opened my first snack pack, that ball wasn't going to be rolling. But everybody seemed to enjoy the packs. I mean, Mark and his family went above and beyond to create those things. He's certainly the best American that I've met. And, you know, I felt like me and him have known each other for a year, but it was actually the first time yesterday
Simpatico.
We actually met. There's a great relationship building here.
He's the best American you've met.
No.
what you said?
Let's hold hands. No. Let's hold hands. No, this hand. This hand, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
We're going to hold hands. We're going to be together today all day on 12.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got more snack packs.
Yes.
Ready to hand out.
Love that.
Yep. All of Plowsy's favorites are going to be there for the great Americans to enjoy.
Sure. I do love that your kids and myself eat the same. So they kind of, you had help knowing what snacks to get. Because I'm really a 12-year-old at heart.
Aren't we all, really? But we all really aspire to be like Plowsy.
I agree with that. Happy, content, and looks forward to every day. He's going to get high, he's going to bang, and he's going to carry a huge hog around town.
Oh.
I was trying to sneak a peek, but I couldn't.
He had it tucked away yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I got the Manscaped panties on today, so I may bust them out.
All right, well,
you don't have panties.
We'll have plenty of time.
It depends on if we see some ball strikers out there. We didn't see many hit the green yesterday.
Well, it was playing tough at 108.
I mean, 108 is that, you know, what do you do there? There's a lot of pros that really don't understand, you know, how to play that hole.
Plowhawk, can we go through your caloric intake yesterday? Because I know you're not tracking it, but what did you eat? And then maybe, Lisa Ann, we can try to gauge a ballpark range. I'm going to set the over-under at 4,150.5.
Was that before noon?
So I actually went to the station before here, ate two yogurts, and had a mini muffin pack.
Okay, so we're probably at around 650 ballpark there.
So I got here. I had three donuts off the bat.
I'm going to go 1850 now.
Then I had the two snack packs.
What were in the snack packs, Mark? What are in the snack packs on number 12?
Well, all of Plowsy's favorites, so we are including... One ding dong.
Yeah.
Optimally eaten in one bite.
Well, I think we had a contest. If you eat it in one bite, you get an extra snack pack.
Would you consider that a mini dong?
Yeah. Well.
That wouldn't be an ode to me there, Mark.
Well, no. If you can swallow a mini dong in one bite, you get a second snack pack.
Doug, that's our financial advisor.
I thought he was here to meet high net worth individuals.
We had a pair of Airheads.
Yeah.
We had some Swedish Fish.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
And wash it down with a Coca-Cola.
Oh, what is trash.
Nothing
food.
But the best. Okay. Nothing but the best.
It's a wonder you're still alive.
I mean, that truly is before noon. You're like at 2,700, I think.
Yeah. Then had the salt and smoke, and then two more donuts.
Oh, my God. You're over 4,000 already.
And a handful of pizzas on the way to your car, right?
I would say...
Yeah, more donuts between then and then, though, for sure.
Six or seven pieces of pizza and then two more donuts. And I think that was
six or seven pieces of pizza.
Yeah.
This was after I departed.
Yeah, JJ Twigs.
This is when we came back about 4:15.
He's so nothing but skin and bones.
And so I think that was it. And then I finished off the Maggie O'Brien's wings and T-Ravs in the evening. So I'd say 10 or 12 wings, 6 or 7 T-Ravs.
Lisa Ann.
And a bowl of honeycomb.
I've been trying to, of course. We've got to wash it down somehow.
Needed cereal at the end of the day.
I think we might be in like the 8,000 range.
Yeah, I'm
you
know
doing the math.
Yeah, I've been doing the math. And I do believe you probably ate a good, probably 10 donuts total yesterday.
Correct. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. So that's four. Do you go 400 on each donut? That's
you
my
know,
ballpark.
You went, I would say about 4. You went 4,152.5 was your exact number. I'm thinking he's at about 10,000 calories.
I tell you what, I wrecked my bathroom this morning. Where's
Bill's chest?
Yeah, there went about 4,000 calories. So I'm ready to re-up today. You
created some space down there?
I was a little nervous I was going to have to use the solo stall there. And let me tell you, I make noises, and I didn't want to interrupt what we had with great golf.
You gotta lay a base.
Yeah, so I ended up making it home just in time, and holy moly.
Well, if you have another incident, we've got fresh air out there. I'll just move to the other side of the tee box, and you can relieve air as you would need to, unlike the incident in the studio.
And we have great, great woodage back there for
great
peas
woodage,
and poops, because you can really, there's almost like a trail that sets you up for a nice latrine. You know?
Were there good trees to lean against, or you need me to hold both hands?
I actually found a tree to where you can kind of sit like, you know, that, kind of like hovering over, you know, any hole you might
chair.
Have dug.
Oh.
Leaves.
That's, I have like 4 hand towels in my bag for that reason and that reason only.
God, that's foresight. It's like Lee Sam with the Sharpies, Plowhawk with the hand towels.
And a Grint shirt as well.
Which is certainly, of course, can be used. Mark, that's a perfect way to sum it up. Evergreen Wealth Strategies, 314-889-0503. Doug, he's looking for high net worth individuals.
Right, he came to the right. This is the honey hole for that.
Honey hole.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys. Have fun.
I'll see you out there, bud.
The best in the business, Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies, online at evergreenstl.com. Well, Doug, the patrons are gathering here at Normandy. Mm-hmm. Many making their way to go get some donut drive-in. South City's finest right there on Chippewa. Oh, I would say that's a – would you say it's a mile from the national birthplace home monument that they have created for me?
For
on
you,
Tam Avenue.
On Tam Avenue.
It's about a mile.
It feels like it,
yeah. About a mile right there. Kind of near Ted Drew's.
Yeah.
Donut drive-in for breakfast, salt and smoke for lunch, and then Uncle Leo's for the after-golf treat here today at Normandy. Plowhawk, is Madison coming out today?
Yeah, she actually – I'm worried about parking. I think she should have enough spots for her. But she will be out here about 11:30. So I will probably just make my way to the clubhouse, pick her up with the cart, and bring her out to hole 5. Yeah, so we'll have a nice little group out there with Iggy, myself. Lisa will probably periodically be in and out of that area as well.
I sure will. We'll be rolling We'll be rolling by.
Oh, Anna Marie is coming out. Not able to get here until like 2:30.
I'm fine.
But she will be here for the festivities. And Jackson has a bunch of ladies in his.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does. He's the most eligible bachelor in St. Louis, they say, Lisa.
I got him coming in shifts, though.
I love
Damn, line
stacking
changes.
Stacking them, right? Like a lineup, right? You get the bench coming. I love it.
If I get a text, I'm going to be a little late. Sorry. I
love, wow.
Look at this guy, ball so hard. Yeah, he is. Keep an eye on Action Jackson. Send your emails. We have Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. It's 10 minutes away. Lisa Ann will be voting today here on the program. In our 7 o'clock hour, if you want any Blues Avalanche playoff discussion, we had it there. Also, the Cardinals calling up Nolan Gorman and Matthew Libertor. That talked about as well as all of the fun and games here from the Dotem. You can podcast anytime you want. Subscribe to the podcast. It's the morning after STL. That app gives you everything. Iggy and the Plowhawk, Pepper and Genie, me and Jackson on 101 ESPN, Balloon Party, and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, and all of the TMA broadcasts. They all come into your podcast feed. And subscribe to YouTube and our Instagram, youtube.com/TMASTL, and Instagram is TMA_STL. A bunch of videos from the Dotem, and you can see those on our Twitter feed as well, TMASTL. Lisa Ann, from St. Louis, where do you go? Do you return to New York, or are you going somewhere else adventurous?
I do return to New York. I'm taking a little bit of a travel break for a couple of weeks because the rooftop pool at my building opens today. And I cannot wait to go get my tan on, swim on top of the city. It's so beautiful up there. So I don't like to leave my place the first couple of weeks it opens.
What's the demographic of your building?
A lot of Broadway, a lot of Broadway actors. Broadway has a couple apartments that they keep for shows that are coming in. It's a very nice group of people. A couple MLB players, a couple NBA players.
Right?
You know,
you've seen some celebrities there, have you?
Yeah, not just me. You know,
can you throw out a name?
Julius.
Who are some of the big names you've seen? We don't know what building it is.
Yeah, you know, I don't want them telling people where I live, so I don't tell them where they live. But
okay.
Yeah, I see them all. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good mix of people. I love my building. Let's just add to that. Yes. Say yes.
Wow. So you don't have a car there, I guess?
Don't have a car. No car.
And so you jump in a cab every time you want to go somewhere?
Or I walk. Or I ride the city bike. I'm a big city bike girl now. You know, you walk up, you rent that thing, you use it, you dump it where you're done with it. It's amazing.
Huh.
Love it.
All right.
Very simple life.
I'm not sure I could do that. I need to be in my car. I need time alone in my car.
I understand.
I need free parking.
Also, you're a bigger celebrity than I am. I think walking would probably be different for you.
Heavens,
you know?
Yeah. No, I need free parking. And I need the convenience of going exactly when you want to go and coming home when you want to come home. And
yeah, I use the heel toe express. Those are my feet to
heel
walk.
Heel toe express.
Yeah, it's a whole different lifestyle. Isn't it? It's probably the only city in America, maybe Chicago, where people live that way.
San Fran as well. San Fran's another big walking city. But it works in New York because you kind of live in this quadrant where everything you do is within one block of you. Mm-hmm. You know, very seldom do you don't have to get a cab. But everything delivers. Liquor store, convenience store, groceries. So you really
what
don't
about your neighborhood
have.
Bodega?
Deliver. You just call the bro.
Never leave.
Yo,
that's
send
the
me
move.
This.
Doug, why don't we start up a bodega here?
I'm not even exactly sure what it is.
It's a corner store that always has a cat because the cat eats all the mice.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, sometimes you go to, like, grab some hot Cheetos or something, and this cat just jumps out from behind you like, all right, we're good. Bodegas
are
fun.
We've got Schnucks and Deerbergs. I don't know that I need a bodega.
Where are we going to get a sandwich?
Schnucks or Deerbergs?
Where are you going to get papers? Got to go to the bodega for that. Oh, there's your girl, Iggy.
Iggy has just walked up with his Learn cardboard cutout, making the patrons rather uncomfortable. And there she is. She is now joining us here.
Are you going to be taking that to your home and putting it in your room?
Oh, God. Doug, is he on a microphone?
This is in our studio.
I understand that, but now you don't need it for the event, so I think somebody should take good care of her, and I think it would be you.
Oh, I thought you knew. She's going to be on the back of the car with Alan Mack today.
The cutout.
Yeah. Yeah. She said she couldn't play today. She said she couldn't play today. So I said, well, we'll have the – Jesse has the cutout. Well, the cutout will be driving with us today.
I think this is fantastic, and she won't be too chatty. We won't have to take bathroom breaks for her. Very good. But at home, I think she'd be a great friend since you've proved to us this week that you're not as friendly as you once were and you don't want to deal with people and you want to have sex in one
position. Let's be honest here.
Okay. Doug, we're going to finally get to the bottom of it all.
Okay, we've been lying up until now. So now
let's
we'll
go.
Be honest.
Learn is a happily married woman to Tim, who is a great guy.
Not great our guy. Tim, but a different Tim.
No, different Tim. Well, the only two Tims I really know that are both great guys.
Is that right? You've run into some Tim problems. Tim Tuffle.
Oh, Tim Truffle, yeah.
Well, Tuffle.
Tuffle.
Timmy Truffle.
Good second baseman.
But I mean,
Twins? Mets?
I mean, yeah. It was kind of a creep situation, she thought, the first time she met me. Now
is that
we're,
right?
Now
that
we're,
what now, misled her?
Yeah. She thought you. she thought you were a creep.
No, it was kind of a. We had done a thing together. We did a. We hosted a.
Use your words.
We judged.
Use your words. Would you like to come over and raise my children
Boy,
this evening?
Thank God you're not on. Thank God you're not on every day.
No,
because I do this every day. I mangle words.
I know. I listen.
Autograph.
So there was this thing you two did.
Well, yeah, we judged a Miss Hotshots thing together with Jay and Lux, who's God love Lux, her last day today.
Today is her last day after 14 years at 105.7 The Point.
Love Lux, too. But so afterwards, Tim had her in on the podcast, and I was there doing some editing, and I was going back and forth from studio to whatever. And I had to leave. Tim wanted me to come in on the podcast. I said, I'm having lunch with a couple of grade school buddies, which he thought was code was I was nervous to come in and talk to Learn. And Learn thought I was a creep for going back and forth from the studio. And she goes, why didn't he come in?
He kept walking back and forth outside the studio like it was a shooting gallery.
Yeah, like I was just looking in. I was actually editing. I was doing things. But then once she got to know me and it kind of grew legs on the show that I was a creep, we just kind of pull it. We kind of played it up, but now that we're coworkers, I think she's the coolest chick I know. She is really as cool,
and she's also very intelligent because she is the one that has addressed the fact that maybe your intimacy issues come from your porn addiction.
Well, she's a smart woman. Yeah, she got some things out of me on that sound story that nobody else could have. But she really is. She's a fun person, and she's fun to be a coworker with. So that's the whole story with Learn, and she'll be with us today.
You met her yesterday.
I did meet her. We've actually followed
cool.
each other on social.
Oh, is that right?
And we've been tweeting. Yeah.
She's super fun.
She is not here today, but her cardboard cutout will be in the cart with you and Lisa Ann and Alvin Mack.
That's right. We'll have fun today.
There you go.
I wish Jay was in the cart.
I know. I hate that Jennings is not here.
So
and I know
bad.
Jennings hates it even more that he's not here.
Yeah, he is. He's not happy.
Today we FaceTime Jennings, though, from the cart.
Oh, did you?
We will do it today.
We do need to do that.
Let's do it. We got to FaceTime him. Why wouldn't we? Yeah.
He said if I still cried, I'd be crying. That's what he said when he texted me on Wednesday. That's what he said. If I still cried, I'd be crying. But hopefully he is feeling better. And Jennings will be back for the 2023 Dotem. Before we go to our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill or online at BertarelliCo.com. Cut.
One.
Oh, man.
Well, what happened?
It was... there were these, like, little blonde boys dancing on, like, the bar, like, little guys. And they were wearing, like, almost, like, half shirts. You can't even make this up. And then they put these charms, like, these little charms in your drink. And these charms are, like, little hula boys and stuff. And the chicks there, oh, my, dude. The chicks were... like heavy.
Great story.
Like real heavy.
The chicks were heavy. Like, the girls were fat. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God. Like
the, what are you sniffing? What are you sniffing?
I freaking love this.
The one chick was wearing she has this like Walmart Cardinals t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And, oh, nice.
And you can see like the belly sweat through it, like where her belly button is.
These are the gals you met at the game.
Cut
to
Doug. Where would they use the facilities? I mean, what kind of facilities did you have on these ships?
Probably just a little pot that they'd go in and then throw it overboard.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Really,
watch this peas porridge pot.
Really intimate would be just to kind of sit and have your butt hanging over the ship.
Oh.
And have one of your buddies holding your hand so you don't fall off the ship.
No.
And watch them grunt. And then hear the
plopping. Doug on the choppy seas. Hold my hands while I evacuate my bowel.
No toilet paper, no problem.
Then have a big grouper just come up and
take it. Here comes the grouper.
Yeah, that would work.
And then you just lower your fellow patron right to to the seas
and
have him just dip his booty in the...
What do you think they were wiping with back then?
Great question.
Well, that's what I was bringing up. You just
881-TMA5.
Lower him to the sea and then have that...
Pantaloons? You know, like you use old pantaloons?
I think you really just have like a bidet.
Right, I think they had bidets.
They didn't have bidets.
They didn't even have a toilet.
Well, I meant you lower the
it.
Guy to the sea so he can...
Why would you lower a guy to the sea?
Like
so his dirty butt can get cleaned by the sea.
No, sea stop.
And that grouper he was talking about comes up and has a little fish tongue.
That's not what happened.
Cut.
Three.
When your body dies, energy has to go somewhere. Not sure why some think it's so hard to believe. So Milt Thompson is watching the show, and he's...
energy has to go somewhere.
Right.
Well, then if humans have energy, all animals must have energy.
So
right?
There are gerbils all around us right now.
I guess.
Wouldn't that be funny if your energy turned into a gerbil that went into your spouse?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Plowsy.
Well, just for a memory's sake.
Right.
Like when you see a cardinal, you're like, oh, grandma's watching.
So like when someone says...
You hear like a scratching gerbil, it's like, oh, honey, thank you.
That's like, so when they say someone's always with you, they're really just a gerbil inside you?
That's correct.
You hear a lot of people...
It'd be so funny if there was a song about that. I don't even know what the chorus would be. But
we could write it.
Bad beat if he came back as a gerbil and you got to spend the rest of your life in somebody's ass.
Oh!
I don't know, it'd be cozy, and I think it's your
loved
one.
This is a very serious topic.
It's your loved one, too.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Hey guys, Body is a Wonderland's about Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's from Scooter.
And there's another one that's
Uh-oh, Plowhawk is really.
Oh.
Well, don't say I.
Well, for him.
Did you just say she's I'd?
I think that's more personality. I don't think she seems as fun.
Okay.
Every year, Mr. Skin does a poll. Which
clip that off.
Which actress...
People are still going on Mr. Skin.
Yeah. Which actress who has not gotten nude in a movie would you like to see naked? And Jennifer Love Hewitt wins every year.
Who votes? I need to know who votes.
Families.
Is it executives?
No, it's just like a poll that Tim would put up.
How often do you check that website?
I'm going to fire that one up.
Skin puts a poll out. Who would you like to see naked that has never been nude in movies before? And Jennifer Love Hewitt wins every year. The guy's got millions of people on his subscribe to his website. He puts it on the website and people vote.
You subscribe there?
I got a freebie.
Cut. Five.
I'd love to meet Tiger.
Well, I have. It's...
What was that?
I said I have.
Okay.
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't either.
It's... I mean, I can see where the old-time riders would get upset with these guys because they're old school and they wait till the tournament's over and they meet Tiger in a little area and they ask questions and here's Riggs and his boys skipping up the fairway with Tiger. Like, look at us. Tiger said hi to us. That's embarrassing.
All right. You've expressed a sentiment before. You're not happy with it. At all.
I think I had the perfect line, too. I said, rename the podcast, Walking with Wood, as in boner.
Nice.
Tiger walking with Wood.
And that's been described as the perfect line?
Yeah, well, I like it. They all got erections, walking with Tiger. It's just embarrassing. But to each their own.
What would you rather they do in that situation?
Say hi and get off the course.
Get off the course.
Yeah, don't go walking up there like you're his buddies.
Well, maybe they are now.
And then I think they posted it. Entourage. God.
And those were the cuts of the week.
Doug, a strong week on the floor for all of the participants in the show. Feel good about the work we're doing.
It's kind of hard to listen to it, really.
At least Ann was
people
impressed.
Gathered around also listening to it. I think, what am I doing on this show?
Cletus is here.
Any of us doing
there he
it.
Is. Doug, there's Cletus.
Hello, Cletus.
He is on the hunt for men.
Yeah. You say he lost in a scorecard playoff
Wait,
yesterday.
Iggy really hates Riggs.
Yeah, he does. Oh, this is a real thing.
I mean, you know, you hate him because you ain't him is what I'm thinking right now.
Gina.
You know, you're peanut butter and jealous. You
Listen.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, all of it. Like, I can't believe I never saw this side of you before.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I'm trolling him is what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Just having
You know
fun.
He's not noticing, right?
Oh, he...
Trolling only works if you get noticed by the person you're trolling.
Well, he's not trolling me back. Look, he said one time somebody posted something about me on his thing. He goes, "Who's Iggy?" And I said, "Like you,
who?"
Yeah, I said, "Like you don't know."
Should I make some sort of amends? Should I join you two together in some way, shape, or form? Should I make sure you have an interview?
Yeah, you peace
call?
Offering, like a Geneva Convention
yes,
of some kind.
There, that's
well,
what
look, I'm just kidding, really. I people say I say that all the time when I say something. I'm just kidding. But with Riggs, I am. I don't dislike the guy. I mean, why would it bother me if they're friends with Tiger or they suck up to Kevin Kisner?
Sure.
It's bothered you for years.
I don't care.
He brings it up
it's
a lot. I've heard it three times in 2 days.
I can imagine.
It's just fun for me to kind of poke the bear whenever he posts something about Kisner. And if we post something about Tiger, I'll say, is Kisner going to get upset because you're hanging out with Tiger now?
And what's his response?
Well, he doesn't even notice. He doesn't even respond.
It's
okay.
But I know he sees it.
Does he follow
it,
you?
But he's not playing along in the reindeer games like I am.
Does he follow you?
I have no clue.
Do you
I don't
tag
know who,
him?
I don't know who follows me. Whenever I say something about somebody, I always tag him. I'm not going to say something behind their back. If I have something to say, I will tag that person.
I will say it on my timeline, and I will tag you if I have something to say.
Well, I will. I mean, because if I don't, somebody say, oh, big man, you're saying something about him, but you don't tag him.
What if I could
everybody?
Bring Riggs here?
Oh,
to
wow.
the Dotum next year.
I think we'd probably hit it off.
You'd be fast friends.
Well, I don't dislike the guy. I just like going after him on Twitter. And
you're a troll.
I troll him. I'm not a troll with everybody.
No, but you've decided to be a troll.
Yeah, because the first time I did see it, I said, they posted a video of Tiger coming over and saying hi. They were behind the ropes.
Yep.
And their whole video was them just smiling, and the one guy like, it's Tiger. They were doing that. They were like fanboys. And, you know, I'd never listened to their podcast. And now I understand their podcast is just having fun. It's not breaking down golf.
Right.
So my whole thing was, you know, hey, you got a golf podcast. You don't even care. You know, why don't you interview the guy instead of grabbing his ass and getting a boner.
Oh,
you know. Let me ask you this. But how many minutes of their podcast have you listened to?
I said I've never listened to their podcast.
So how do you know what they're talking about on the podcast? This is false advertising. You're actually acting like...
You better
like,
settle down, sister. We got to ride in the cart today.
It's my cart. You're riding in it. So you know what I mean?
So I said I've never
this
listened
to it. This
thought,
is fake news. This is fake news. This is what we have right here. Let me clarify. Fake news. You are declaring that this is what they talk about on their podcast, but yet you've never listened to it.
No, I said I thought that's what the golf podcast was about. No, I said I've never heard it. I said I just figured if it's a golf podcast, they're breaking down and talking golf. I didn't know it was kind of like this show.
But how
just
do you
like
know the difference
fun.
Now? You haven't listened to
somebody
it yet.
Somebody told me what they do, and I said, okay.
Oh, we're playing a game of telephone over here.
No, somebody said, Iggy, do you even listen to their podcast? I said, no. And they said they're not breaking down golf. They're
you know what?
Fun.
I
so
will put
I
money down for you two to meet. Like I want this to be. I will have some sort of a contest, whether it's a boxing match, whether it's arm wrestling.
You get a box, Riggs?
Whether
no,
it's a tee off.
I don't dislike the guy. And plus, it would be fun if we actually had an argument back and forth. He doesn't respond to me. So he doesn't know who I am. He'd say, well, "I want you to meet Iggy and make up." Who's Iggy? Probably doesn't know.
Who's Ippy?
How would he know?
He's one of your non-listeners on your podcast. That's who Iggy is.
Pepper and Genie.
Unless he does see everything. He's just not responding. He's just
I'm
going
to talk
alone.
To him about this.
You know, kind of like Beer Cats. He responds every day.
Beer Cats just got brought up. Is he here? Where's Beer Cats? Is he here? Is he eating
donuts?
He's not showing his face here.
He's scared.
But, well, as I said, you can come eat all the donuts you want and make an ass of yourself because people are going to now see you knowing you didn't pay. And you're shoving your... I turned the phone off. I don't know what's happening. So I don't. So it's one thing he can say whatever he wants on FanPage. I don't follow him. I got him blocked, so I don't see it. I can't respond to him. So maybe Riggs just sees it. I don't care about this guy. He doesn't respond, so it wouldn't be a let's hug it out. But he doesn't know who I am.
This is
cry where at.
This is an amazing amount of unnecessary animosity that I'm really into for some reason.
Well, look, I'm kind of a golf guy, so when I see people, I'm like the writers. I'm like old school. I wouldn't go out to a golf tournament and just hang out and take pictures with players and not interview them.
I'm on
for the PGA. When the PGA was here, I did interviews up on the driving range. I didn't say, Mark Leishman, can you take a picture with me?
But
no,
he does. They do interview some players on their show.
Yeah, sometimes, but on their podcast, not while they're out there.
Well, they don't allow you to interview live on the greens anymore.
I did.
You interview players on the greens?
The rules don't apply to you.
At the Masters?
In the driving range at the PGA Championship. We've tried to get a credential to the Masters. We can't. And I don't believe they got credentials to the Masters. They might have gotten tickets. I don't think they got credentials. I don't think Augusta is letting Barstool Sports on their golf course.
I beg to differ on this. This is a debate that we will not continue to have because it will go back and forth. They do have a lot of pull. They do have a lot of marketing behind
them.
They
do, but Augusta
doesn't
care.
They really, really do.
Augusta doesn't care.
But Augusta is still trying to cater to a younger viewer as well, and I think it's great for Barstool to be out there and bring up that there's that disconnect, right? We want to bring in more people to watch baseball. We want to be all these ages, right? Same with golf. So I think that is part of the
you
way
could be right
credentials.
Now because of Fred Ridley. Fred Ridley's
Doug
trying
Fred
to
Ridley.
Do that.
Ridley. Of course. We all know Fred Ridley. Yeah.
The old school never did. Ridley is kind of a
took
guy
took us long
like,
enough to get to him.
Hey, we're getting out of the Stone Age at Augusta.
955, we hit Ridley.
We're getting out of the Stone Age at Augusta. We're going to start. That's why they went with the chip and putt. That's why they went the women's amateur. That's all Fred Ridley. So you could be right.
Well, I should send Fred a thank you note.
Doug, follow golf. Fred Ridley, former U.S. amateur champion.
Hats
I
off to Fred. Yeah. Kudos,
I did not mean to strike a relationship chord with you over
well,
there.
Well, it's
ADF.
Really resonated with the audience, Lisa, and I can tell you that. Larry Thornton says, the last time an old man gotten his ass beaten this badly, Pedro Martinez was throwing him to the ground.
Oh, Don Zimmer.
That's a great analogy.
Before we go to our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, I'd like to tell our audience about Stratum Structural Systems. I bet a lot of people are dealing with some waterproofing issues this morning. With the big storms that came through St. Louis for the 10 minutes that they did yesterday at noon. Think local, think Stratum, stratumrepair.com, 314-620-8153. Matt Ford, Brett Grohman will take great care of you. They took care of our home a few years ago, and that's why I recommend them to our audience. Let them know you're a TMA listener. You get $100 off your repair project. They're in Chesterfield. They're in Columbia. They are Stratum Structural Systems for waterproofing and for foundation repair. It's Stratum Structural Systems. All right. We're a half hour away from the balls going in the air for day two of the Michelob Ultra Dotem. And now it is time for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Okay. Pay attention, Lisa, and you're voting.
All right.
You know why Jackson ended up reading my email yesterday? Because it wasn't good enough for Tim to read.
Oh.
And that one's on me. I need to look in the mirror and do better. Speaking of mirrors, with the Strodecast being so far off, I, like everyone else, was left dangerously close to a lightning strike yesterday. So I went to the bathroom to clear my head. As I washed my hands, I saw a buttered-haired, tall gentleman
buttered
come up
hair.
Behind me. And then he said all the right things. Problem was, it was almost over before it began. It was like, no way you finished that fast. And then he showed me the evidence. His man hands were covered, and he rubbed it all over my hairy, rain-drenched back. It was kind of funny as we were momentarily stuck together. Isn't that a hoot, Doug?
Oh.
And some Harry, and then the last name is Askrick?
Harry, it sounds German. Askrick?
It's Kevin Miller.
Oh, Kevin Miller. Okay.
Hey, boys, you look cute today. Thanks, Tony Baloney. That's from Tony Baloney.
Tony Baloney.
And finally.
That's it. That's
finally. Well, it's 9:58.
Okay.
Salutations from across the nation in honor of my elderly boyfriend from the fan page getting released from the hospital after a successful circumcision and breast augmentation combo surgery. We decided that Friday's Dotem was a perfect coming out party for us alongside the other couples that we'll be announcing today. We're so excited to see our internet friends and finally get to bond in person over our insulin levels, how much to tip a moving company, and how much we despise our lives. In case you're playing today, we will be out in the Little Creek on number 3, blasting ASMR music and hosting a cocktail hour for everyone who has been blocked by Iggy on social media. Bring your mouth or don't bother showing up.
Oh.
Cheers. That's from Prop 48H, an effort to legalize kissing your step-aunt, who is really just your aunt. And, Doug, it's a picture of Iggy naked with a blow-up doll apparently about to mouthify him right there. You see it? There's a little.
Is that other guy's really Nicky? Iggy? That's him?
Where the hell did you get that? I haven't posted that on Facebook anywhere.
It's your head, I think, someone else's body.
Somebody hack into my account somewhere?
Well, there's a lot to choose from. That's Prop 48H.
I don't like Prop 48H.
I did write some notes. Yeah, I want to be sure that I made a good decision today. Am I making the decision for you, Iggy?
You're making your own decision.
You know, I really, the visual of butter hair and the sexual situation from Harry Askrick, the German man.
German man.
Fantastic. But I think bringing your mouth, Prop 48H, has to win the day. It's Friday. Bring your mouth, everybody.
I don't like the photo. I don't like the photo that he sent. It's very disturbing.
Oh, you know you like it.
I don't like it.
You've already copied it to your phone, didn't you?
I haven't. I'm going to vote for Harry Askrick, the German.
Congratulations to Props
48H.
In an effort to legalize kissing your step-aunt, who is really your aunt, you have won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Lisa Ann, the last few days here with you, they truly have lived up to the expectations. It's great to have you back in St. Louis. Let's give it up for Lisa Ann making her return to St. Louis for the Dotem presented by Michelob Ultra. The gallery is
ready.
And Iggy, you promised the weather would be perfect, and looks like you've delivered yet again.
Well, once again, everybody's trashing me when the clouds were here and it was 62 degrees. And I said, by the time you tee off, it'll be close to 80, 85. Yep. It'll be warm. The clouds are gone, and look at it.
He nailed it again.
You said it was going to be nice yesterday, and half the people that played were killed.
It was nice all for a half hour. And then on your way home, you got a little tornado. But I said, I said, once the tournament's over, that's when the storms are coming. But we'll get through, and we got through.
Yep, we did get through.
I don't know why everybody's bitching. I really don't.
Because so many people are dead.
None are dead. My patio furniture is in the next neighbor's yard. But
okay.
That was after the tournament.
Minor inconvenience.
I told you a front was coming in, and it did. And I said a front is moving out, and it moved out.
See, you nailed it.
It's coming back in tomorrow, and hopefully the point fest will be fine.
All right.
We're good today.
All right. Lisa Ann and Iggy will be out there today riding around Normandy for day two of the Dotem presented by Michelob Ultra Family Golf and Munganest as we close out our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. For Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for the Plowhawk, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Lisa Ann.
And Doty.
Oh, yeah.
And all the staff at Hubbard Radio have made this year's Dotem possible. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, The Potted Plants.